George, good morning to you.
Morning. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday to you, too. So, listen, $50 oil, the meltdown of the petrol industry.
Yeah, and you know what? We didn't learn the lesson from the massive 2008 meltdown in the U.S. That triggered millions of job losses, business closings by the hundreds of thousands, and 5 million foreclosures. And they're not fully recovered from that yet. That doesn't make me hopeful that we're going to learn the lesson much from what's happening just literally a six-hour easy drive east in Calgary. But here's what you should know. Oil prices started to fall late 2014, and the job losses became really big and very real in the spring of 2015, and unemployment is now at 22-year high. One of my former clients' huge oil-related company is down to a third of their staff. Their debt has now reached $2.5 billion, and they are a walking bankruptcy within months. In the quote-unquote good old days, one-fifth of Calgary families earned $363,000 or more. Today, restaurants are empty, and it is super easy to find a parking spot downtown. Bankruptcies are up 28%, suicide up 30%, and with every month that passes, the psychological depression just gets worse because it doesn't seem to be an end in sight.
So where does it go from here?
Well, you know, it's been long enough now for an entire city that's dependent on the oil business to figure out their view of money, debt, and financial security was totally bogus. It isn't and never should be about having just a line of credit for an emergency, or the attitude that you can always remortgage your house if something goes wrong, or to sell it if need be. Because you can't keep running up a line of credit when you don't have the income to make the payments, and you certainly can't remortgage without proof of income. And the last third great hope was to sell your home, but that might take a year or more, and it'll sell at a much lower price. So that $100,000 price drop, that's your equity that's wiped out. So selling it basically just means you're taking away the payments, but you don't have that $100,000 that you were counting on for equity.
I don't know if I'm somewhere where I shouldn't be, but I'm hearing of entire tracts of housing projects in Calgary that the developers have effectively locked the doors, walked away, told the bank, it's yours, I'm out of here.
Oh, to take the exact stories from 2008, 2009 in the States and just put the word Calgary in. Yeah, absolutely. An expensive lesson is also that everything can go wrong at the same time, and our brain doesn't ever want to conceive that. A job loss, then the house prices drop, then the market stalls, which won't grow your investments if you have any, no more stock options from your job, and the dollar is back down to the mid-70s. It's a shock to anyone, but more so to people in their 50s or older who were counting on every one of these factors in funding their retirement. For younger people, the student loans have started, but the promise of an average entry job of $50,000 are dead and gone, and they're now scrambling for any job paying anything at all just to be able to pay the rent and to eat.
Hard to believe.
Calgarians and all of us Canadians, we're fine. We're perpetual debt because we think we have perpetual income. The hard reality is that income's not guaranteed and it's not permanent, but the debts, they are. And now they need to be paid with very little income in a new reality. Phil, it's not hard to skip a few dinners out a month. It's not hard to kind of change your grocery shopping. It's much harder to skip a car payment, and it is impossible to recover from a month of arrears on your mortgage payment because that's such a big amount, you ain't ever catching up. The more you owe, the higher the odds are that a Calgarian is going to lose everything.
The picture that you're painting, I mean, I intuitively, I guess I had some sense that that was the kind of thing that was going on. But until George Balkhi starts to lay it out very coldly and very analytically, it still leaves me saying, my God, like, it makes you want to put the pillow over your head, wish that you were 5 years old and your mommy and daddy could come and give you a hug from your nightmare.
Well, it's back to that bumper sticker from the 80s, right? Please, God, let us have another boom so we don't blow it this time. Yeah, that didn't happen. But, I mean, why don't we learn the lessons? Because in Calgary, EI has now run out for most people. The small savings are long gone, and the RRSPs, if they're not already cashed out, will soon be cashed out. And everything that literally took a decade, 2 decades, 3 decades to build up will be wiped out within a year tops. I'm here to tell you that Calgarians won't see those bonuses and wages again in their lifetime. you know, of course, the oil business is going to recover, but it'll be a very different reality when it does. Just look at all the economic turmoil, Phil, that happened in the U.S., if you don't believe me. Calgarians of all ages, and they're not alone, are starting to realize that their peak earnings are now behind them. The question is, what financial changes would you make today if you knew that this is your last large paycheck?
So there's the starting point. What do you do?
That's the question. Banks do stress tests on themselves. You know, what shape would we be in if this or that happened, or, you know, what's the worst case scenario? Banks do that on themselves all the time. But think about that in the terms of our own financial life. One day it might start to rain, and it might not stop raining for quite some time. How big and how sturdy is your umbrella for a rainy year or two or three?
Now, but let's extend it out even further, is that with all of those people, with all of those homes, all of those vehicles, all of those toys, all of that bank finance, all of it collapsing inward on itself, and that's not just Calgary, it's Edmonton to a degree. Hey, listen, it rolled across the Rockies and landed. Yep. It landed here in Kelowna. There were any number of people that were flying out of here to Fort Mac jobs. That we're living the high life and the big dollars and the big toys and the big trucks, and that's all come to a close for those people as well.
Sure, and I can't tell you how many times I've stood at the Air Canada counter in Edmonton, and the priority line is right beside where people buy tickets. And I've seen people peel off $2,000 to get a one-way airline ticket to Halifax or the Maritime somewhere because they were idiotic enough not to book 2 weeks in advance where the price would have been $500 or $600. It's your debt that's keeping you down. You know, if life needs to have a $4,000 net paycheck right now, I need to figure out how to make life happen on a $3,000 net paycheck. As long as that big paycheck is still coming, that extra $1,000 is the difference between making it and not making it. But what is holding you down from banking some of that money and protecting yourself for a rainy day? Because the day it starts raining, everybody wants to sell their house, everybody's income is down, and everybody's trying to get rid of their car payment at the same time. It's not raining today, but it is going to rain sometime.
And you got to plan accordingly. George Bulkey on a Wednesday morning. The book that he wrote that was launched this summer was Money, Tools and Rules. Borrow smarter, pay less. Reach your debt freedom. He always has lessons to pass along to all of us. If you want to know more, you can find him online. Just go to Google and type in Your Money Book. One word, yourmoneybook.com. It will immediately get you to George's page. You can also leave him an email message. He responds, I believe he tries, within 24 to 48 hours.